where did we see that Guru and Shastra are in one line, and this Vaishnava special is not in their line, then we should think there is some doubt.
Defect.
And when Vaishnava are telling very pure Vaishnava, qualified Vaishnava, and Shastra are in one side, but Gurudev is in other side, then we should think there must be some wrong, all right? We should try to tell Gurudev that I have some doubt. You should reconcile all it. If he is okay, oh, very good. Otherwise, if he is not obeying that Shastra and Vaishnava, then there is some effect, defect. Especially if a Vaishnava, he may be of high quality, so much high quality, but he is not in one line with his Gurudev, not falling and always criticizing Vaishnava, then there must be defect. Then he should be rejected. He rejects them also. So, if Saddha comes, then he thinks that if I will serve Krishna, then my life will be successful, otherwise not. And then he accepts any Gurudev, one of us, because he has heard so many things from Vaishnavas, devotees. And then he decides that, oh, I want to be initiated with this Guru particular. He can help. He can take help from other Vaishnavas also in this. So, he is initiated then. And after that, no question of changing. Never. And if he changes, it is a very blundered mistake or offense. After that, he enters in pure bhakti, after taking initiation. Always in association of Gurudev hearing, and also he may have Siksha Guru. Sometimes Siksha Guru, Diksha Guru, the same Guru. And sometimes if Gurudev goes to Aprakrit, or gets up this, yes, this world, then we have Siksha Guru. Or in the presence of Gurudev also, the pure devotees or devotees of our Gurudev, they also may be called Siksha Guru, no how. Or our God brothers, the God brothers of our Gurudev, if they are qualified, then they be also Siksha Guru. Like Madhavendra Puri and Nityananda Prabhu, they were God brothers. But Nityananda Prabhu always taught him like Diksha and Siksha Guru. Shyamananda Prabhu, Narottam Thakur, Srinivasa Achar, they always, more than their Gurus, no heart. And their Gurudev were not displeased. Always so happy that our disciple is associating with Jiva Goswami. Then he wants to know what is Uttama Bhakti, Bhakti. Then Gurudev tells our Siksha Guru. What? What is love? Anya Abhilash. You can define.
No other desire.
Why not Annabhilash? Why Annabhilashita?
Because otherwise, if there is any other desire, if it is Jnana Mishrita Bhakti, Karma Mishrita Bhakti.
No, I'm not telling of that. I'm telling why it has been not told Annabhilash Sunna. Why it has been told Anna Bhilasita Sunna? We should know this. Have you heard? That
person?
Prem Prem. What is the difference between Anna Abhilashita Sunna and Abhilasa Sunna? Other than serving Krishna or devotees.
But
it is absurd. Absurd. We cannot do. We are maintaining our life by karma and jnana. We'll have to smell, we'll have to see.
Breathing.
All are karma. Without this, we cannot do anything. So, we want to eat, we want to see, we want to smell, we want to all these things. So these are on Allah Bilas. We cannot avoid. So he has told what? Anna Bilasita. From Anna Bilas, some pratyah are added and it has become Anna Bilasita. What?
So, with
his natural state goes away. And he becomes in unnatural stage. And if at that time, to save his life, if he tells anything unnaturally, oh God save me. Like Draupadi. Like elephant. They are not in that natural position. The nature was changed. So if in natural way, no problem, no danger of life, and he is thinking that, oh, God give me some money. I want to marry. I want anything, liberation, save me for future dangers, then this is anabhilashita. This is very dangerous. So in our natural stage, we should not have anything to wait from Krishna. But when in unnatural position, when there is life danger, like Draupadi, he may pray to Krishna. And when he will come, will natural position, she will at once, oh, I have done wrong. Then this is Anna Bhilasitasu. Sometimes, Vaishnava should not do Shraddha, Laukik Shraddha, never. This is our principle. But sometimes any Vaishnava may do, offer some prasadam to Krishna, and by that he makes some shraddha and fire sacrifices. Only to sangraha, lok sangraha.
Collect for the social encourage.
To encourage. No? To bring other devotees, not devotees, a general person towards Krishna. He has nothing to do, to take and give, nothing for, to do, Vaishnava, any sadh. But only he sees that, oh, this common person, general person, they like that some fire sacrifice and some things should be done. And that is why to create their shraddha towards bhakti. Oh, we are also doing these things. So he can do. This is Anna Bhilasita Shunya. So it is not dangerous. Anna Bhilasita Shunya. Jnana Karma Adi Anabhritam. Until when we are alive in this world and we have physical body, we'll have to do some work that is karma. And also gyan, like tattva gyan. Who is father, who is mother, who is brother, what is this world, what is birth and death, how real happiness will come. This knowledge should be there. And we should eat, we should see five things, five senses work. It should go on. Otherwise we will die. And we cannot follow what is bhakti. So we must do them. But here, what is karma, we should know. What is karma? What is karma?
Well, like the example that you gave.
It means not to follow Vedic.
Not to follow Vedic.
Karma.
Desire.
He is always lazy, not doing, not serving father, mother, others, not doing good karmas. They are called a karma.
And vikarma is opposite to karma.
Please. We do it for ourself or those who are ours, for them, for family person or others. So these are karma. But when, like I am going to market to buy some small tasteful sweet fruits and I will taste, my brother will taste, my wife will taste, my children will taste, anyone related to me will taste, then it is karma. I am going to market to buy some fruits and I am buying and bringing them only for Radha and Krishna. They will taste. And if remnant will come, then we will take something to purify us. Or any Vaishnava coming for them, then it is not karma, it is called bhakti. Bhakti. And if we are doing all these activities for mukti, our body is doing, I am not doing, my soul is not doing. My soul is nirgun, nirvishesh, anadi, no, nirakar and all this. Only for liberation I am going and doing and bringing. My body is taking, I am not taking. And this will be called yeah. So these bhakti rahit karma, those who are really this day not helping to bhakti, that should be rejected. Not covered by that. Why covered? Karmanjana has been told. Why? We must do, we'll have to do. We'll have to take bread. We'll have to take meal. But it depends on the mood of that devotee. I am taking meal that I will be some stronger and I will chant and remember more. Then it will not be covered with karma. I am sleeping. Why you are sleeping? To take rest and to do job more tomorrow. Then it will be karma. And if we are sleeping, that after taking rest, in very morning, I will chant, remember, and doing so much, devote something, then this sleeping is also helpful for bhakti, and it is called bhakti. So, the mood of the devotees are changed when doing all kinds of bhakti. But it is not even uttama bhakti. When it will be uttama bhakti? Anukullena Krishna Anushu. What is anukullena? Anu. Anu means?
Continuous.
Anu
guidance,
in the guidance of any pure devotee. And also all the activities and all the endivhavas, should be to please Krishna. All Hindu vows should be to please Krishna. Here Krishna means Krishna, his all
associate,
his all manifesting, all, not only Krishna. So it will be for that. And also, anukullena Krishna anusilanam. Why anusilanam? Why anusilanam? He has told anukullena. Then why he has told anusilanam? You remember something? With fighting them. So this pleasure is not, let be called bhakti. Because it is pratikul. Pratikul means?
Unfavorable.
But Yashoda Maiya, twisting the ears of Krishna, and somewhat chastising him. And Krishna begins to weep. He takes down Krishna from his lap, her lap, and stops giving milk, breast. And Krishna becomes angry. Why mother does so? But still it will be bhakti. So all things concluded in this story. And when this bhakti will be pure from karma, jnana, and that kind of anapilas, and always continued, no
stoppage.
And in the guidance of a pure Gurudev or Vaishnava, if it is done up to what stage? After liberation also, you will have to be in the guidance of gopis or Siddhama, Subal or Nanda, Yashoda. Without guidance, anyone cannot please Krishna. So what to tell in this position? Bandha. Conditional, this state. Or after liberation. In both states, you will have to be in the guidance of any pure here devotees and their parikha. All the manjaris are in the guidance of Rupa Goswami. Even Rati Manjari, Lavanga Manjari, Vilas Manjari, all the manjaris are in the guidance of Rupa Manjari. All the sakhis are guidance of in Vishakha and Lalita. Sometimes Srimati Radhika in the guidance of Lalita. So, in any way, our bhakti should not be without guidance. So always you should try it like this way. Then it will come into shape of bhava. When it will call sadhan bhakti, there are some definitions. You should try to hear and to adopt all these things. If you are doing sadhan bhakti, that is, sramanam, kirtanam, smaranam, pada sevanam, archanam, bandanam, dasyam, sakham, atmanivedanam, are five of among them, sadhu sangha, nam kirtan, Bhagavat Raman, Mathura Bhas, Sri Murti Shraddha. These are more powerful. And in them, three are more powerful. Sramadam, Kirtanam, Smaran. Among them, one, Nam Sankirtan, Sadrashya. But, it will not do any effect if you are not in guidance. If you are doing insult yourself, unbreaking for thousand and last birth, Sramadam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Sramadam, all, and not good guidance, topic of guidance, then you will have only fruit that so much wealth, reputation, worldly gain only. And better some matter, what better? Then you can serve Krishna as a Narayan in. It may be that if you are have a renowned person like Shankaracharya and others, then you will have only liberation. Sometimes if you will have any devotee following Rukmani and Satyabhama, they are pure. Hanuman is also pure. If you will have association of Hanuman, you will be pure Vaishnava and you can serve Ram, but you cannot serve Dwarkadhish or Vrindavan. So it depends on the association, how developed and qualified that tradition. Without a rustic Vaishnava, without knowing what is Raganga, what is Vaidhi Bhakti, you cannot advance in your bhakti. So we should pray that satang prasangamu virjya samvidau bhavante ritakarana rasayana katha tajyo sanat asu apabarg vatmani sabdha. Then sadhan bhakti. Sadhan bhakti, but if we are going to achieve bhav, we should first know what is bhav. Sthai bhav, vibhav, anubhav, sattvic and vyabhichari. We are not knowing anything. Then we cannot do anything. We cannot progress. First we will have to know. And for that thing, achieving, if you are doing sadhan bhakti, then it is sadhan bhakti. Otherwise, nothing. Something. No sadhan bhakti. Kriti sadhya bhavet sadhya bhava sasadana vidha nitya siddhasya bhavasya. If anyone is doing endeavoring from his mind, senses, by body, making garden, always gardening, or only distributing books, nothing good. Only some kinds of impression may come, Sukriti may come. But Sukriti is not Shraddha. From Sukriti, Shraddha will come, and when it will be gathered so much, then Sadhu Sangha will be done. And after Sadhu Sangha so much, then Bhakti will come. What Bhakti will come? Vedi Bhakti comes. And Krishna Bhakti Rasabhavita Mate Kriyatang Kutopi Jadi Labhyate Tatta Laulyam Apimulyam Ekalam Janma Koti Sukriti. If you are doing all these things, but not Suddha Pure Bhakti, Swarup Siddha Bhakti, like gardening, having cows, creating so many things, doing kirtan, but no, you don't know what is kirtan. Yourself you are going and chanting Hare Krishna word. But what is pure name? What is pure bhakti if you are not knowing? If you have no relation with Krishna, that what is the relation between Krishna and myself? No relation. No Ditya Gyan, then how this name will save you or it will give bhakti? Never. It will be only like Sukriti. So we should know what is Sukriti and what is real bhakti, and especially Swarup Siddha bhakti. Then we can do any sadhana. Then first Vaidhi bhakti and then at last Haragan Baba. So gradually. And when we will know all these things, oh, what is Gurudev? I want to know that what is Sthai Bhav? What is called Bhav? What is called Uddipan? Uddipan are also of, Alamban is also of two kinds. Vishaya Alamban and Ashraya Alamban. What are they? So after that we will know what is Vibhav, Sanchari and all this. then for them, if you will practice bhakti yoga, shravanam, kirtanam, or all these things, then it will be sadhana bhakti, otherwise not. And practicing bhakti yoga, then we will come in the stage of bhava, and gradually after that, prema bhakti. So we should know all these things and try to advance our Krishna consciousness, developing in sadhana bhakti first, and then bhava bhakti and grace. Go, Brahma. You try to know all these things perfectly, and then try to enter in this. Not following what, like bhed.
Blindly.
What is that story? You know? Tumi bola. What is that story? Gaur Brahman. You should sing any Hindustani? Oh, you should.